So, how old are your kids? I think they're not little, right?
13, 12, and then Abigail just turned 9 last Friday.
So you're probably like right in the like starting of the stage where you're trying to help them develop these things for themselves too. So how do you share faith with your family? Are you at the point yet where you're trying to help your older kids transition into kind of having more of their own faith habits? Tell us how this looks in your family.
Well, it's definitely not perfect in our
No,
family.
it's never perfect.
It's never perfect, right? Which is good too. But so what we try to do is we try to have weekly devotionals in our home on Sundays. And so it's just like after dinner, we'll gather in the living room. It's very informal. I have learned to go with the flow because, to be honest, I'm a little controlling. And I want things to be like perfect, kind of. I have perfectionist tendencies, which I'm praying to God to help me with. But anyway, it's a different topic. But I've learned that. So we do the devotional. The kids come. I mean, they're fidgeting and all that stuff, and it works. So we either select a gospel reading. So my husband, one of us will read it. Maybe one of the kids. The kids, my boys like to read one. So they'll usually read like the gospel passage, and then we'll just take turns going over what we think it means. And then we'll say, an Our Father, and then we'll say what we're grateful for in our petitions for the week. So it lasts like half an hour, right? And then and so we do that, and then after that we do what I call the sibling pledge. So once a week we do the sibling pledge, and it's the kids get together. So the sibling pledge actually started at a time when the boys were really like fighting and saying hurtful words to each other, which hurt my mama's heart so badly, because I'm like, come on. And so it was my mom's idea. So anyway, so the way it works is that they gather together in a circle, they hold hands, and then each person kind of affirm their sibling, the next person. So it's like, so it goes like if you and I were doing it, I would say, Christy, I'm so glad that we are friends. I thank God for you. I thank God for sending a friend like you into my life. I pray that God blesses you abundantly, and that he grants all your prayers. And that's it. So that's kind of it. And then it goes to the next sibling, and they say it to each other. So it's like 35 minutes, and we're all done. So we do that. We do have, the boys have an app on their phone that has like prayers for each day, like a daily devotional that they read. It's called the Prince Warriors 365 devotional. So and I have your book right here. So we can use this as well. So yeah, I'm definitely trying to get them to do like kind of their own devotional as well, like each morning, just a passage or something. So we're starting small. I think cultivating just like a love for God and Jesus is the most important thing to me. Like, I just talk to them about how, God's our friend. God's our friend, and he wants to hear from us, and just talk to him like a friend. And that's kind of what I'm emphasizing right now. So that's how we're doing it. Just small steps.
Yeah, I like that. Wait, that's something that I just started with my 12-year-old. He just turned 12 like a few weeks ago, and I was like, how can I help you do this, like start doing this on your own? So I was like, after, when he brushes his teeth and heads to bed, that's actually a good time for him. Brush your teeth. You read the Bible, you wait for me to come up and tuck you in, and it's been working pretty good. He actually remembers most nights. I was shocked,
Oh,
but
that's
I think
awesome.
you're right. Like, our job with them in the early years is to cultivate a love for God and for the Bible, and then when they're old enough to do it on their own, hopefully it just requires a little nudge. Like,
Yes.
I mean, maybe not with every kid, right? It's like potty training, right? Like, some kids just require a little bit, like, oh, by the way, you can do this on the potty, and they're like, oh yeah, I got it. And then some require a few months of maybe a little more intense labor, but they
Exactly.
all get it eventually.
They all get it eventually. That's my prayer, that eventually, the Holy Spirit will work in them and rise up in them, and they won't be able to run away from it.
Yes, exactly.